Preferences, Part 2. In Chapter 6, we talked about preferences, and we at least took a tour of first half of preferences, including synthesizer options, general settings, mouse, and so forth. This time, we'll continue on from mouse and start from review cursor up to end of preferences. And along the way, we'll learn about how to reset everything back to default configuration. So let's return to preferences menu, starting with review cursor settings. The review cursor dialog. You may recall in chapter 3 that we delved right into object navigation, and at some point we covered the review cursor. This is the settings dialog you can use to configure the behavior of navigator objects and so forth. For instance, you can decouple, that is to say, you can separate between focus and navigator objects, and you can enable simple review mode on and off. There are some of the settings that are there. Some of them you can actually toggle it without ever going there. So to go to review cursor dialog, you go to NVIDIA preferences, and then go to review cursor. There's no shortcut for this dialog.
NVDA menu.
So I'll go to
General Settings, G.
Review cursor.
Review cursor settings dialog. Follow system focus checkbox checked all death.
By default, this box is checked. What this means is that as you move around using system focus, by using the arrow keys, by using the tab key, especially when you move the highlight cursor, navigator object will move along with this. To change this anywhere, press NVDA with number or 7. To give a demonstration of that, I have opened a directory which contains directories for add-ons.
Add-ons window. Reviews 9 of resource monitor 8 of 16.
Right now, that's tooltips on. We'll get to that later. This is resource monitor, which is one of the add-ons that I helped develop. The actual author is actually a close friend of mine. He's using some other computers, but before he used to be a fan of NVDA. Now, so right now, by default, follow system focus is checked. And if I press up arrow twice,
place marker 7 of 16, instant translate 6 of 16, take.
Okay, so I'm at instant translate. At least I am one of the translators for that add-on. But now, if I use NVDA with NumPy 5 to review the current object,
instant translate list item focus selected 6 of 16.
So it moved along when I moved to the previous directory by pressing up arrow. I'm using a details pane in Windows 8, Firefox Explorer. However, if I decouple these two, the focus and the nav, by pressing NVDA number or 7,
focus moves navigator object off.
Now I'll move down back to
resource monitor 8 of 16. Date created.
However, if I press NVDA numpad 5,
instant translate list item not selected 6 of 16.
So it's still up there in the instant translate. So what happened is it got decoupled. So this is useful if you want to use focus in one area while you want to monitor changes to some object somewhere in your program. Pretty much useful if you want to see dynamic updates and so forth. And as you recall, there was a command to sync or move the navigator object to focus object and vice versa. In this case, we press NVDA with numpad minus.
Move to focus. Resource monitor 8 of 16.
And the reboot, and the current object is
resource monitor list item focus selected 8 of 16.
And so forth. You can do that. You can move things around and so forth. You can decouple and sync it together and whatnot. So that is the power of this particular setting. The next setting is just as interesting as this one.
Follow system caret checkbox checked Alt C.
Now, if you check this, as you move the review cursor, as you move the caret, it'll move the review cursor along with this. To give a demonstration.
Stop. No.
Oops, did I type it wrong?
Untitled note blank.
Let me type in some words. Now, this is, by default, is checked. So I'll press, and I'll type in some words. I typed,
hi, my name is NVDA.
Hi, my name is NVDA. And I'll move my cursor to the word
my.
Right now, my caret word is my. And the current review word is
resource monitor.
Oh, what the? Oh. this is another one of those instances where you can actually leave, press NVDA with number 7.
Focus moves navigator object on.
There we go.
Resource monitor.
Oops.
Review, untitled, spig, M.
Sorry about that.
My.
So my current review order is my, and my current carrot order is my also. Now, I'll move to the word NVDA using the caret, that is using the arrow keys. I'm using control right arrow to move by word.
Name is NVDA.
NVDA. Now, if I press numpad 5 alone to read the current word in the review.
NVDA.
There we go. So that now they are synchronized. To change that particular checkbox anywhere, you press NVDA with number 6.
Caret moves review cursor off.
Now, if I do that,
NVDA.
Now, the current word is NVDA. If I move cursor back towards,
is name.
Name.
NVDA.
Now, my current character's word is name. However, my NVDA review cursor says
NVDA.
NVDA. So, it's pretty much useful if you are working in a document, for say, or reviewing some text, and perhaps you want the perhaps you want to stay on this one location while you want to review some other location without ever moving the caret around. So that's the power of this checkbox. You can enable this and disable this by pressing NVDA with number 6.
Caret moves review cursor on.
By default,
review cursor settings.
This checkbox is checked.
Follow system caret checkbox checked. Focused Alt C.
The next one is mostly relevant for those who use mouse or trackpad or touchpad on laptops and whatnot. And this one is
follow mouse cursor checkbox not checked all done.
If you check this, as you move the mouse, the navigator object will follow with it, or technically the review cursor will follow the mouse. For instance, if you enable mouse beep, and if you check this box in the review cursor, as you move the mouse, you hear the beep as well as you see the navigator object changes. And technically the review cursor changes. And for more information on mouse beeps, listen to second half of chapter 6. I will not be describing here because of time constraints or whatnot. By default, this box is unchecked. Next one is mostly useful for some people who like to use option navigation.
Simple review mode checkbox checked.
If you check this, then NVDA will filter out things that are not useful for you as you move through the program, such as invisible windows, windows with no information on it, layouts, and so forth. If you uncheck this, the NVDA will include such layout elements in there. So think of it like whenever to enable or disable viewing layout information as you move along.
OK button.
And there's all this to it when it comes to configuring the power of review cursor and object navigation when it comes to using it with focus and caret. Let's move on to the next one, which is one of the most extensive and exciting features of NVDA, which is input composition settings. The input composition settings. This segment is relevant if you are an East Asian NVDA user and or if you plan to write in East Asian languages or read or work with them. The East Asian languages, they have certain things in common. These languages are CJK, as they call it, or Chinese, Japanese, and Korean. In some circles, Vietnamese is included, so it's usually sometimes called CJKV. These have some things in common. Whole or part of their writing system derives from Chinese. A Chinese character, at least on my screen, looks like a collection of pictures stacked on top of one another. And these evolved from describing words in pictures to the modern form. And these pictorial characters are written in combination of what's called strokes. A stroke is a vertical or horizontal line drawn on the screen. In China, about 7,000 of these characters are needed for general literacy, although there are thousands of them out there. And also in China, in Chinese circles, there are two variants used. The traditional, which is used in Taiwan, and simplify, which is used in mainland. In Japan, what is called kanji is used. A kanji would be a Japanese transliteration of Chinese characters with some variations on these. About 2,000 of these are needed for general literacy. In Korean, there are two writing systems in use. One is Hangul, or the native Korean script. These use 24 letters of consonants and vowels to form words. Alternatively, some circles use Hanja, or Chinese characters. About 1,800 of these are used, although there are about 5,000 characters or more out there for general usage. And these are Chinese scripts pronounced in Korean vocabulary. And Vietnamese uses variant of Chinese. So the input composition won't matter to you unless if you're an East Asian user or if you are dealing with these languages. And if you want further info on this feature, which was introduced in NVIDIA 2012.3 and later, I'd like to recommend listening to NV Access podcast number 4, where Mick Curran did a superb demonstration of entering Chinese based on input composition settings. There are many input methods that can be used in these languages. In Korean, there's only two. There's the native Hangul input and there's English input. Japanese, there's so many hybrid inputs out there. In Chinese, there's so many ways of entering text. And if you have a touch screen, in some cases, you can directly write Chinese pictorial characters on screen using your finger. So let's go to input composition settings. The input composition setting doesn't have a dedicated dialogue. No, not a dialogue. The dedicated shortcut key. So I'll go to
NVDA menu. General settings. G.
From here, you can press I for input composition. And since I'll be using Korean characters to demonstrate this feature, I'll be switching between English and Korean interface as needed. And if I switch to Korean, I'll give a rough translation of the interface.
Input composition settings dialog. Automatically report all available candidates checkbox not checked Alt C.
In CJK circles, there is a concept of what's called candidates. A candidate is a possible Chinese character for a word, like a phonetic representation of a word like xiang, like how, and so forth. And in Chinese, there are multiple pictorial interpretations of these phonetic sounds. And in Japan, there would be Chinese characters and variations of them. In Korean, this is used, the candidates are used when working with Chinese characters, especially many of the Korean words, many Korean letters, which is composed of consonant, one or more vowels, and zero or more ending consonants. And then many of these have multiple Chinese character equivalents. The first option is we automatically report all available candidates. If you check this and if you use a conversion key, at least in Korean it's the right control key, it'll read out all the candidates for you. Next one is
announce selected candidate checkbox checked all des.
Announce selected candidate. If you do this, whenever the candidates are selected, it'll automatically say what the candidate word is. Especially this is useful if you have to use arrow keys to move through list of candidates. Because if you press the conversion key, a small window pops up at the cursor location where you can choose the desired Chinese or Chinese character in this case.
Always include short character description when announcing candidates checkbox checked Alt D.
In many situations, these candidate characters have short descriptions. In Chinese, these are example phrases. In Japanese, it would be some kanji representations. In Korean, these are Chinese meanings of these words.
Report changes to the reading string checkbox checked Alt R.
A reading string is a string that is used to confirm what your type is really what you're typing. So it's like a reading string, sort of like a preview string. This is useful for Chinese character inputs.
Report changes to the composition string checkbox checked Alt C.
Now, if you check this, whenever you change a component of a Chinese or Korean character mostly, in some cases Japanese, it'll say the component for you. Now let's switch to Korean character.
Okay,
Korean
input. Untitled.
I'll switch directly to Korean input because I have a Korean voice.
General volume 100 pitch voice please you know Korean.
Now I will switch to Korean temporarily. Oops.
대문자 5. Korean. Go. 언어 변경 다이얼 나그스의 언어를 적용하기 위해서는 현재 환경을
Now, as you may have heard in chapter 6, when we went through the general settings dialogue and when we encountered this, you heard this voice before. And you might be familiar with language switching in NVDA, not in synthesizer but in interface.
언티그리드 나터퍼드 편집창 여러 줄 빈 줄
Now let me switch my braille to Korean.
NVDA 맨 일반 설정 지지. 점자 출. 한글. 영어. 점자 입력표. 점자 출력. 스페인어.
There we go. Sorry about that. Because what I did was I went to braille settings and changed the braille output table to Korean grade 1. And Korean is one of the new tables that are added in 2013.1 and later. To give a demonstration of these, suppose if I check automatically read all candidates, which in Korean it is.
일반 입력 구성 알림 설정 대화 상자 후보자 목록 자동으로 알림 시 체크 상자 해제 등 올트 시.
Now this in English will automatically read all available candidates. If I check this.
언티그리드 나터퍼드 편집창 열어줄 입력창.
And if I type in the Korean word. Young.
한글.
I typed in young, and in Korean braille it says input composition edit young in Korean. And then the young in Korean has different meanings. It could be number zero. It could be a method, or it could be a command, or it could be a soul. And as you can see later, because these, you can press a conversion key and it'll read these candidates for you. Now I'll give another demonstration using another word. In Korean, in Chinese, at least in Korean, the rules of words follows out of English. A word is separated by white space and each pictorial is actually a character. In Chinese, there's no concept of like word separator. So if I'll press right control key.
1. 꽃뿌리 0. 9획 2. 길 0. 5획 3. 경영할 0. 17획 4. 재 0. 0. 17획 5. 꽃 0. 14획 6. 그림자 0. 15획 7. 헤엄 7. 0. 8획 8. 비출 0. 9획 9. 옷깃 0. 13획 1. 꽃뿌리 0. 9획
Now what you're hearing in Korean are different Chinese character interpretations of the letter 0. And what I'm interested in is
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 그림자 0, 15획
The number 6 candidate, this is a shadow.
0
There we go. Now the Chinese character has been inserted. Now supposing if I uncheck the box
NVDA 메뉴 일반 입력 구성 알림 해제됨 언티그리드 나터퍼드 편집 빈
And this time I will type a different word. Let's type in the word 수 which has, again, it has different meanings. That, the 수 could have it can mean numbers, it can mean water, or it could be something else. So let's type in 수. Now write the conversion key.
1. 물수 4획.
Now what you're hearing this time is that you're not hearing all the candidate list. So if you check automatically read all available candidates, it'll read out all the candidates for you. But if you know the particular Chinese character you're typing, then you can disable this option. What I'm interested in is
2. 세수 15획
That's number
1. 물수 4획
That's water
2. 세수 15획
That's number
3. 나를수 16획
That's transport. So I'm interested in the second candidate, so I'll press number 2.
수
What I did was I typed in number, the 수 as a number. And then in English, it will be read as 수 as in. And then in the four previous word, it would have been young as in. In Korean, there's no word on that.
빈줄.
So the next one is in Korean is
입력 구성 알 선택된 후보자 알림 S 체크 상자 선택된 Alt S.
If you check now, this means a report selected candidate. Now, if you do this, if you check this, you may have heard the word. Let me uncheck this.
This time, let me type in the word 경, which may have different meanings. 경 could mean business or could be capital. Now press the right control key. This was automatically resend the candidate off. Now you don't hear anything. But if I check,
경 NVDA 일반 설정 지지 입력 구성 선택된 후보자 알림 S 체크 상자 해제 wanted not offered 편집
Now this is with we select the candidate enabled and it says
1 날경 13회
Now it's reading the selected candidate that the candidate has 경, focus or 경, highlight
빈 줄
The next one is
NVDA 일반 설정 지지 입력 구성 합천 후보자 출력 시 글자와 풀이도 알림 B 체크 상자 선택된 올터 B.
Now this is with read the a short character description. If I check this, you heard various like additional character descriptions. And if I uncheck this time I will type in the word IL. Which may mean work or son.
일일 해일 사회 이일 한일 일회 일일 해일 사회 이일 한일 일회 삼일 달아날 일 십이회.
And now these are different Chinese character representations of the word 일. And then this is useful if you want to really make sure what you're about to type in is indeed what you're looking for. What I'm interested in is the sun.
일일, 해일, 사회, 일.
So I typed in the word 일, 일 and then
NVDA 일반 입력 구성 합 후보자 출력 시 글자와 풀이도 알림 B 체크 상자 해제됨 올터 B 선택됨.
And this is useful if you want to if you want to really make sure that what you're typing is indeed what you're looking for.
읽기 문자열 변환과 알림 말 체크 상자 선택.
This is automatic read changes to reading string. And if I uncheck this,
wanted not offered. 기억선 경 쭉 쭉 스페이스.
What I typed in are the words of 경 and 쭉. This doesn't really affect Korean, but this affects Chinese because in some input compositions, input methods, you may have to read the reading string. And as the reading string changes, it'll read the reading string for you.
NVDA 메뉴 일반 설정 입력 구성 첫품 읽기 입력 글씨의 변환과 발림 시 체크 상자 선택된 올
This is read changes, report changes to composition strings, and this is useful.
읽기 문자열 변환과 발림 말 체크 상자 해제된 선택 입력 글씨의 변환과 발림 시 체크 상자 선택된 올 표시.
If you check this initially, you'll hear the following. I'll type in the word 강, which could be strong or could be river in Korean.
기억 선택.
Now that's the what you heard. Now if I disable this,
읽기 문 입력 읽기 문자열 변환과 발 입력 글씨의 변환과 발림 시 체크 상자 선 해제 원티드를
If I uncheck this, I'll type in 강 again.
강.
You're not hearing anything because previously you heard the first kind of which is 기억, and then you heard if I type in some words and type in some characters, and then I press space, and then it said the word 강. So if I uncheck the composition string checkbox, it doesn't read anything at all about input composition. So this is a sort of a brief preview, or like a brief overview, I would say.
입력 구성 알림 설정 대화 상자 후보자 목록 자동으로 알림 시 체크 상자 해제됨 첫 품 읽기 문자열 변환과 발림 말 체크 상자 선택 입력 글씨의 변환과 발림 시 체크 상자 해제됨 선택됨 wanted not offered 강
And this is useful for those who are studying the CJK characters or those who are East Asian users. And then this is sort of an overview on how you can configure various input method settings and so forth. There is no sort of a summary combo box which determines settings for you. However, many language communities, or the CJK communities, that is, has a set of recommended settings that you can turn on or turn off so that you can have optimal experience, good experience when typing Chinese input. In Korean, it is usually helpful to enable read selected candidate and read composition changes to composition settings. In Chinese, it could be read short character descriptions. Let me switch back to English.
일반 설정 대화 상자 사용 번호 언어 영어 Language configure
Voice command blank. So again, if you like to get a fuller overview on this, you can listen to NVX's podcast, or if you want to, you can ask around on the CJK language community to get some real life feedback on how this actually works. So let's move on to the next setup settings.
The object presentation settings. Continuing on from input composition, let's look at object presentation. And this is, again, this sort of a summary for chapter 3. We've seen object navigation in chapter 3. Now here, we can change how the objects are actually presented to you. To open this, you go to NVDA preferences, then select object presentation. Alternatively, you can press Control NVDA All.
Object presentation dialog. Report tooltips checkbox checked Alt T.
Now, a tooltip is a small window that appears next to an object that shows you detailed things about it, such as file modification date, the more information about a program, and so forth. An example tooltip is
instant untitled note reviews icon reviews window items resource monitor 8 of 16. Date created, 3/29/2013, 948 AM size, 8.23 megabyte folders.
Now this is, again, this is a, that was a tooltip right there. The usually in File Explorer, Windows Explorer, after it reads the file name or folder name, it gives you more information about that.
Object.
Next one is just as interesting as the before.
Report health balloons checkbox checked alt H.
Now a help balloon is a circular object that opens when you want to do something, or Windows will tell you like network card is being unplugged and you have autoplay items. In Windows 8, these have sort of toast like shape and these are called toast notifications. And I plugged in my external hard drive.
And autoplay my passport E. Tap to choose what happens with removable drives tooltip.
Now that is technically is what's called a toast notifications in Windows 8. It would have been a circular help balloon in previous versions of Windows. These appear on the notification icon. You have to enable this if you want to read toast notifications in Windows 8 and so forth. Next one.
Report object shortcut keys checkbox checked alt K.
If you check this, you hear things like an NVDA menu, for instance.
NVDA preferences submenu P, tool submenu T, vocalizer submenu V, vocalizer expressive submenu V.
And so for expressive is a newer version of vocalizer.
Items with items view list, object not checked.
If I uncheck this in NVDA menu, you hear things like
tool submenu, preferences submenu, tool submenu, vocalizer submenu.
And so forth.
Object presentation, report object shortcut keys checkbox not checked, checked. Report object position information checkbox checked.
Now, to report object position information, this means that it will tell you where the object is at in relation to how many objects there are, like a list and so forth.
Addons icon.
A good example is
place marker 7 of 16, resource monitor 8 of 16, reviews 9 of 16,
and so object forth. If I uncheck this,
Addons window, items, resource monitor 8 of 16, place marker 7 of 16, resource, object, guess object, not check, Addons window, resource monitor, place markers, resource monitor, reviews, resource monitor.
And what I'm doing is that I am using File Explorer again to demonstrate this.
Report object shortcut, report object position information checkbox not check.
If you want to, you can leave it on.
Guess object position information when unavailable checkbox not checked alt P.
Now, this goes sort of like a tandem with object presentation, position information. Now, if you do things like this, well, if you uncheck this, that is, and if you enable position information, when there is no position information for the object, it will not tell you, unless if it turned this checkbox checked.
For instance, in NVDA Preferences menu,
NVDA menu, General Settings, G, Synthesizer, S, Voice Settings.
This
G.
is with
Resource Monitor List I, Guess Object Position Information When Unavailable Checkbox Focused Not Checked All P.
If I check this,
check, Addons with,
you'll hear things like
NVDA General Settings, G1 of 16, Synthesizer, S2 of 16, Voice Settings, V3 of 16,
and so forth.
Report Object Guess Object Not Checked.
You might want to leave it off actually, unless if it's really important to you.
Report object descriptions checkbox checked all D.
A description is a text that spoken to you to give you more information about object. These are usually empty descriptions for most of the time.
Progress bar output. Combo box beep collapsed all B.
By default, the progress bar output is a beep. And you've seen this already when we heard how you can update NVDA in chapter 1, chapter 2, and so forth. To give a real life example, let me copy some files, and actually I copied it to clipboard already, and paste it to another folder.
Addons icon 2 of Addons window, items view, sysdrape, text, reviews 9 of 16.
Let me
Day
copy.
Created. Items view list, sim, selected, item, reviews.
Oh, let me copy review. Everything.
Test app, blank, item.
Let me copy everything.
Total
over.
12, test add-on.
Copy new folder. Day.
New folder.
Z.
List item. Words C17 of Word 6, add in files C7.
Let me copy it. By default, it says beep. You can change this anywhere by pressing NVDA U.
Items 3% complete.
This is with beep alone. I'll press NVDA U.
Beep and speed progress bar updates 26%. 36%.
I'll press NVDA U again.
50%. No progress bar updates.
Nothing there. I'll press NVDA U again.
Speed progress bar updates. 68%. 78%.
Every 10% it should say is what it is.
Beep for progress bar updates. Z window. Items view list. Add in file.
And so forth. So what I did was I copied everything to a new folder. Now, this was with speak progress bar updates. Next one is just as interesting as this.
Report background progress bars checkbox checked.
If you check this, then it'll give you the background progress bar updates.
App C.
Let me delete
folder
this.
Addons window. 6% complete. Deleting 3,000.
Now this is the actual progress bar window.
Object presentation dialog. Report background progress bars checkbox checked.
But then the title says
object presentation.
But then you're hearing the progress bar beeps. This is what's called a background progress bar. If you uncheck this, you'll not hear this.
63% add-ins window.
So you're not hearing the progress bar updates at all.
Object report dynamic content. Report background progress bars checkbox not checked. Add-ins window. Items view. File and use. Deleting 3600. Try again button. Try again button alt top bottom file and use
now what?
More details checkbox not checked more details deleting 3601 items from addons interrupted 99% complete grouping the action can't be completed because the file is open in tortoise git status cache close the file and try again addons window C17
okay
object
so the next one it would have been sorry about that you can ignore that
report dynamic content changes checkbox checked alt C
now if you change this then you can check this and you hear dynamic object changes, content changes. If you uncheck this, then it will not tell you anything. This is mostly useful in terminal windows. To change this anywhere, press NVDA with NVDA with number row 5.
OK button.
And there's others to it when it comes.
Report background progress bars checkbox checked.
And that's when this is all there's to it when it comes to changing object presentation. Settings. Let's move on to the next setting. The Browse Mode dialog. You may recall in Chapter 4, we talked about Browse Mode extensively, such as Focus versus Browse Mode, Elements List, and so forth. Now we'll get into how to configure these settings globally, in this case. So to open Browse Mode dialog, you will go to NVDA menu, Preferences, then open Browse Mode.
Alternatively, you can press Control NVDA B for browse mode to open the setting.
Browse mode dialog. Maximum number of characters on one line, edit all them. Selected 100.
Now, you don't want to change this unless if you want to test what happens if we use specifically line lengths. This is line length in characters. If you use smaller character, correspondingly, the line length will be smaller.
Number of lines per page, edit all done. Selected 25.
Actually, line length will be shorter. In this case, this is maximum lines per page. This changes what happens if you use page up and page down in browse mode. The smaller the number, the smaller the jump will be.
Use screen layout when supported, checkbox checked all desk.
You've seen this before, where if we use screen layout, links will be on the same line as landing text and so forth. You might want to check this on for the first time if you want to know the layout of the page. If you don't, you can disable this. And you can use NVDA V for view to change this. For more information, look at chapter 4 of this tutorial.
Automatic say all on page load checkbox checked all desk.
If you do this, then when your page loads, it'll automatically say read the content for you. If it's not checked, then it will not do it for you. To give a demonstration of this, it's already checked.
Untype reviews icon instant trends instant. A list with two items version 2.2 beta 2 visited link. Instant translate. Visited link version 2.2 beta 2 out of list. This add-on is used to translate selected and slash or clipboard text.
This is addons.nvda-project.org and under instant translate.
Browse mode not checked. Instant trans.
If I don't check this.
A list with two items version 2.2 beta 2 visited link. Instant translate document. Bullet download visited link version 2.2 beta 2.
Now, it's just giving me the current line instead of reading the whole page.
Browse not you automatic say all on page mode checked.
You might want to leave it on if you want to know the content and so forth as the page loads. Next one.
Report layout tables checkbox not checked all done.
A layout table is used to lay out a page like a table. A good example would be webmail websites like Gmail.
Automatic focus mode for focus changes checkbox checked.
You've seen this before. As we tab and shift tab through it, you saw that we were able to go into focus mode and browse mode and so forth.
Automatic focus mode for carrot movement checkbox not checked.
If you use arrow keys and if you move to the form field, then the focus mode will automatically be enabled. It will not be disabled especially in your combo box, it will not be disabled as you go out of the arrow keys. This is unchecked by default for a very good reason that you don't want to change the values accidentally.
Audio indication of focus and browse modes checkbox checked.
If you check this, you hear the following.
Instant.
Familiar? Sound familiar from chapter 4? This is exactly the sound that you hear when you check this box.
Browse mode, not checked.
If you uncheck Instant this.
Focus mode.
Focus mode.
Browse mode. Focus mode. Browse mode.
And so forth.
Browse. Okay. Automatic audio indication of focus and browse modes checkbox not checked. Checked.
Now you can check this to leave it on. There.
Automatic focus mode for carrot movement, okay button.
And there is all this to it when it comes to changing browse mode settings. And again, if you want further information on browse mode, listen to chapter 4 of NVDA tutorial, which talks about web browsing and NVDA. And this concludes the first half of chapter 7. In summary, we tour the review cursor, input composition, object presentation, and browse mode. In the second half, we'll tour document formatting, various descriptions of some of the objects you can see in there, as well as speed settings such as dictionaries, punctuation customizations, as well as how to revert everything back to defaults. So see you in the second half of Chapter 7, Preferences, Part 2.